Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Hi, Vince.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have had Delhi Township officials who supported the sewage drying proposal. We have those like yourself who were against it. Let's get your take on the vote that was defeated in Delhi Township yesterday and last night.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Yeah, and I'm speaking individually, not as a county commissioner. I'm a resident of Delhi, so I want to make that clear. I was not surprised at the results. I mean, just from when the petition drive, we had that going, some months ago. I'm guessing at that time the mass majority of people signed the petition drive were against it. And a lot of people were for this. They were yes voters. But the key thing I saw personally is people just said, put it to a vote. And that's what really brought this to the surface, is they wanted to spend $5.5 million, which is a fairly sizable amount for townships of this size, on their own. And after this petition drive succeeded to put it on the ballot, there was huge pushback, obviously, what was happening, what we saw. But there was pushback during the petition drive. And that's what I think created, initial even more animosity after the fact. This system that they wanted to do, we don't need it yet. It's something that our system out here is a good sewage system. They bragged about it till 2-3 years ago, how wonderful it was. It is not antiquated. It's not too small. It's before its time, if anything. Do I understand the science? As somebody, we said this maybe a week ago on your station, I think. I don't understand the science of all this. But the thing is, we don't need it. And that's what people got fed up with. Then we found out only one donor gave to their campaign to push this thing through. Not one resident living in the township donated a penny as of their financial reports last week. I think that really turned the tide pretty heavily. So you had an 18-point spread of people saying, no, we don't want it.
Why do you think this vote was defeated, and what do you think could have been done to perhaps change the results and make the residents consider it?
Well, I think, again, my opinion, because my friends involved don't think so, but I think if this was put to a vote right from the shoot, way back, without going to board saying we're going to bond this issue, I think there would have been a tremendously better chance of people saying, I quit it, let's do it. The controversy, that came up, I think stirred the pot so much, more and more people looked into this and start finding out, why do we need this thing? Why are we hearing all different things and points of view being twisted all over the place, which got deeper and deeper? This board in Delhi and the supervisor has done more to tear apart this township than any township I've lived in my lifetime. I have never seen the controversy that I'm seeing here and how they stirred it themselves. So it could have been different. I think maybe, but in the end, it wouldn't have changed my opinion, because I still look at need and tax-based. Do we need this? And at this point in time, or if it was put up to vote right from the start, I would have personally, told people, in my opinion, the need wasn't there.
So from your perspective, if the board and the people who supported this would have been more forthcoming, more out in the open about the information in an early manner, that it might have had a chance?
Yeah, I think it might have had a chance. Last night, a little bit switching gears, at a Board of Commission meeting, there was a motion made by Steve Dugan, for example, to expand one of the millages for a renewal that's coming up sometime in the next few months, 6 months or so, for more clarity and more verbiage in there added, for clarity. And that got shot down because the board majority at the county level we're talking about now said, no, that will mix things up. Even though statute in the state says you must do A, B, C, D, for example, and for clarity, put this sort of information out there.
You mentioned that the board has been involved in actions that are tearing the township apart and may be part of the, I don't know how exactly you worded it, the worst organization in a community that you've been around. Elaborate.
Well, the township, I think by them stirring it, if I was sitting as a trustee there, I would have looked at this from the start and said, throw it to the people. This is a major issue. Well, they didn't do that. So that's when it started to stir. They started, well, we're going to do this on our own because we can. Well, yeah, you can, but the point is, you know, should you? So when that starts, you're starting to say, well, we're smarter than the people. Well, of course, you're elected, and the elected people have certain jobs to do. But I saw statements last night on the news of basically, well, we're going to have to educate the people more like we're a bunch of dumb idiots. You know, like nobody here can read and write or walk and talk at the same time. And, you know, and you look at this and start saying, you know, they're throwing insult after insult to the people. So the way they went about it, you know, and how they dug their you know, their heels into this and start bringing in statistics 3 weeks ago, it made no sense. I mean, the more they brought this up, I talked to four people at one of the schools yesterday, just as a side discussion, and I asked them, I said, what do you think? None of them could make any sense out of it. These are four different dads that are, you know, like 35, 45 years old. They could not make any sense out of this thing. And one guy said, what are they doing over there? So, you know, the misinformation or maybe too much technical information. The message was changed about 3 weeks ago to make this scare the public that we're being poisoned in some way by what we're sending the farms out there. And you looked at that and said, why did they change gears? Because they found out the financial reasons weren't working. You know, if it's only $1.20 a month or $15 a year. And man, those numbers changed all over the place, it seems, in the past 3 months.
Vince, from your perspective, are there any other actions that the Delhi Township Board has not acted appropriately or, as you worded it, tore up the community, if you will?
Sure. Ask people about roundabouts. You know, these round roads are in the middle of everywhere. You know, they're starting to pop up all over the place. We got a roundabout that's halfway to Mason that people scratch their head. And I think the first year, I think one of the deputies I talked to a couple of years ago said that they had a huge number of people that ran, you know, right through it and, you know, ran on top of it. It was like, why is this there? Why in the middle of this Cedar Street they stick this roundabout in there? When there was a huge fight on that, because the next plan, as of about 2 years ago, was to put three more roundabouts, what we call the triangle and Holt. You know, it goes at Aurelius Road and Cedar Street to Holt Road as, you know, as a triangle, and they wanted to put three more in there. And all of a sudden, you know, this is a supervisor. This is one of his great ideas, to say, I think we should. Well, he lives in the middle of this area. And he wanted to see three-lane traffic instead of four, so they could slow up the traffic rather than have the speed that is going right now. And these roundabouts were one of the things they thought would solve that, where nobody perceives that as a problem. Well, he himself has made statements where he wants to see more walking traffic in those. These are major arteries. You can't create walking traffic in those areas. And they bring in this guy, hippie out of the 60s at two of these meetings I went to tell us how wonderful these roundabouts are. Well, where these roundabouts were stuck were in major cosmopolitan metro areas, you know, that are suburbs right off of main arteries that they've, you know, made major improvements to change. Nothing similar to what we have over here. That started another road of people getting madder and madder. Like, what are these guys doing? Where's all this money coming from all the time? Bike paths came in, and that's about a 50-50 issue, to tell the truth. As well, half the people really didn't like the idea of the bike paths, but that was another coupon deal. Here's so much from the government if you put these bike paths in. So that's going to happen, and that's been approved, and it's going to go. But it's these kinds of things to say, aren't you supposed to be taking care of public safety and, you know, fire and police and help make sure our roads are taken care of and our sewage? And as long as those basics are being done, these other issues, okay, you can bring them up and let's look over time what the public wants. You start slumping into the economy we've got now. You stick back the needs and you stay there.
The vote for the Delhi Township sewage drying proposal was 24-71 no, 17-26 yes. That's unofficial. Do you think this was a missed opportunity where the township could have been innovative, where the township could have jumped on something before others communities did? Because others will. Others are looking into this already. Is this a missed opportunity and that's going to be regretted down the road?
Let's let them do that. In marketing, the people that buy products first, I teach marketing at community college, is that They're the innovators. They're the ones that buy the first iPads and the first iPhones and the first Miatas and, you know, all the first that come out there. They're the ones that often buy the first, you know, mistakes, you know, because products have to be refined. They usually pay the biggest premium because the engineering costs and everything up front are expensive. The same thing if you look at prescriptions. The early prescriptions of, you know, some of the great drugs we have are extremely expensive. But as the competition comes in, and as, you know, more and more people accept a given product or a type of engineering, the price of that becomes less and becomes more reasonable. They seem to get hung up out here that we're going to miss a 50-50 coupon. And it's like, if there's a coupon out there, let's spend it. Well, it makes no sense at all.
All right, Vince, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.